tight, honey.
The therapist called. You did it again.
There were no cabs. What was I supposed to do?
You're running around like you have to right every wrong in the world.
Okay.
How angry.
Fine. You know what? I'm a
mean guy and I'm pissed off.
You have no idea the kind of crap people are pulling, and everyone's walking around like they're in a damn Enya video. They're all getting screwed, you know. You know what they care about? They care about the ball game. Or they care about what actress just went into rehab.
I think you should try medication.
No. We agreed. If it interfered with work.
You hate Wall Street, but maybe it's time to quit.
I love my job.
You hate your job.
I love my job.
You're miserable.
I love my job. I love my job, honey.
Mark.
I'm the kind of person who, whenever I'm listening to any kind of financial advice, even if it's just how to split the bill after lunch, I need to be told at least three times before the mathematics start to sink in. And so The Big Short, a film that explains just how the global financial crisis started, is a movie made for me. It's directed by Adam McKay, a filmmaker known for his work with comedian Will Ferrell. A comedy drama set in the world of high finance in which characters are constantly explaining to each other the ins and outs of the rotten-to-the-core subprime mortgage system, often using helpful props. On occasion, the film even steps out of the frame to address the audience directly, with well-known celebrities playing themselves in some zany setup. You've got Margot Robbie, for example, drinking champagne in a bubble bath, explaining the finer points of international banking. There's celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain talking about home loans in a kitchen. It's like the most elaborate PowerPoint presentation you've ever seen. Unlike the upcoming film Spotlight, which is about Boston Globe reporters unearthing the child abuse scandal in the Catholic Church, this story, which is based on the book by financial reporter Michael Lewis, offers no heroic journalist or activist at its centre. Instead, Steve Carell is the on-screen persona who mirrors our own head-scratching, what-the-hell-did-I-just-hear reaction, playing a highly strung boss of a small office of maverick brokers who stumble across the potentially lucrative information that the American mortgage system is on the brink of collapse. This opportunity is both fascinating and repugnant to them.
You're saying that at 8% the bonds fail and we are already at 4%?
That's right.
If they go to 8, it's Armageddon.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're offering us a chance to short this pile of blocks. How?
With something called a credit default swap.
In what is a really fine, naturalistic, dramatic performance, Carell is a man nearing breaking point, just like the system itself, and he's surrounded by characters who represent various shades of cynicism or self-delusion or both. Brad Pitt, who's also one of the film's producers, plays a paranoid, bearded ex-banker who offers advice to a couple of aspiring traders, despite having walked away from it all to cultivate organic vegetables like a survivalist awaiting doomsday. Christian Bale is a barefoot, T-shirt-wearing math genius whose warnings or premonitions fall on deaf ears but do reveal weaknesses in the system that others can exploit. People like Ryan Gosling, who's a Wall Street shark sporting a cocaine-fueled all-night stubble and fake tan, and Melissa Leo, one of the few women in the film alongside Marissa Tomei, who's underutilized as Carell's character's wife. Leo plays a sight-impaired financial consultant in a massive pair of black sunglasses that serve as a comic but slightly cumbersome metaphor for her capacity to turn a blind eye to the corruption around her. With a camera that's often on long lenses, framing the characters in profile, The Big Short often feels like we're watching a documentary that's both absurd and grotesque. It's entertaining stuff, even if ultimately it foregoes some of those human-scale contradictions at the heart of the story, especially in Carell's storyline, for the big sermon. In fact, it makes you appreciate Scorsese's movies about greed because they always avoid a hard-line moral stance, preferring to stay in the grey areas. You walk out of a Scorsese film, something like Goodfellas, for example, and you're always left grappling with that awkward feeling of being seduced and appalled in equal measure. The Big Short isn't quite as interesting as that, but it's one of the better films, along with 99 Homes, about the global financial crisis. It's out this week.